Busted Pencils is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Tuesday night, welcome Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. It is me, Dr. Tim Slecker. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci has the evening off. Wish him well, but hey, still managed to have some great guests, as we always do tonight. The theme that seems to be recurring now as people get shots in arms and all of this is normal is coming. And we've had them on before, our two guests, but welcome to the show, Dr. Joshua Kim, Dr. Eddie Maloney. Josh is the Director of Online Programs and Strategy at the Dartmouth Center for the Advancement of Learning and a Senior Fellow for Academic Transformation, Learning, and Design at Georgetown. Eddie Maloney is Executive Director of the Center for New Designs in Learning and Scholarship at The Ohio State University. Check out their two books, Learning Innovation and the Future of Higher Education and the Low Density University, 15 Scenarios for Higher Education. Welcome back to Busted Pencils, Eddie and Josh. How are you two doing?
Hey, Tim. Good to be with you tonight.
Great. Eddie, how about you?
Hanging in there, Tim. It's great to see you. Miss Johnny, though.
Yeah, I know. And, we'll get him back. And I told him I'm going to take it out of his pay. So,
there you go.
You know,
it's
the
way to do it.
It's a tough job, you know, doing these shows for free. But, hey, we've been talking about this back to normal. You guys are all into the learning innovations. We talked about the positive things. And, Josh, you had a piece in Inside Higher Education a few days back about, quote, avoiding the snapback. And just real quickly, I'm going to say, so for higher education, colleges, students out there, everybody who's been through a year of Zoom University, why don't I want to snap back to where I used to be prior to the pandemic? Because when I read avoiding the snapback, Josh, Eddie, you guys are kind of concerned that, hold on, back to normal, but you got caveats. Is that the better way to say it? Josh, why don't you start first since you were the main author of the piece?
Yeah, I think we can jump into that. You know, Tim, before we jump into this, I just think we should acknowledge this. This is an important day with the conviction of Derek Chauvin, with George Floyd's murder, and all of us in higher education now are thinking a great deal about where to go from here.
You're right.
And our role in at higher education's role in perpetuating systemic and systematic racism in higher education and what we can do better. I think that's tied into how Eddie and I are thinking about where we go from here, given what COVID just revealed.
Well, I think, and I'm glad you brought that up. It was definitely something we were going to mention to talk about this too, because it is part of this theme that we talk about to see today. Again, as I've seen from a lot of my colleagues in the Black Lives Matter, Teaching for Black Lives movement, you know, this is accountability. This isn't justice. And to recognize that we've got a long way to go, but this was historic. And talking about this, though, too, it is related as we talk about these issues of pre-COVID, during COVID, and then post-COVID, and this wish to, quote, go back to normal and recognize how bad normal really wasn't working. Whether it's systemic racism or all those things, yeah, let's acknowledge that. Whether it's higher education, K-12, we'll be talking about that later in the show. But it's been a year, and it's been a heck of a year. And I get the sense, though, too, coming back more specifically to this piece, a sense of people yearning to be in a classroom with other students face to face with a faculty member. But Josh, there's like, wait though, hold on, because what did we learn during this past year? I think is what's really important. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I want to hear how Eddie's going to talk about this, because I mean, the reality of what I'm feeling now is just sort of sheer exhaustion with where we've been with COVID. And I think a lot of us are feeling that way. And that's pushing this idea that we're so exhausted by the current circumstance that basically we want to go back. Like we're tired of being on Zoom. We're tired of the online exams. We're tired of being disconnected from each other. And, you know, Eddie and I have been thinking a lot about is, okay, that's real. We have to acknowledge that where people are, but when we do go back, how do we go back better? How do we take what we've learned?
Yeah. And because that's it, I think you really did that. And then Eddie, I'll let you jump in here too, because we're tired, you know, we're tired. You're doing this. I mean, I've been watching my daughter who's 18, you know, ready to be a freshman. My son who's a, you know, junior in college. The exhaustion of this disconnected connection that even the three of us are doing right now, if you're on the Facebook Live, if you're on the Zoom checking this out, you can see us right now. And it's like, you know what, pre-pandemic, this would have been really cool to be doing a radio show like this, because typically you would be calling in, I can't see you, now I can see this. But at this point now, this is like, you know what, oh my, if I could have Josh and Eddie sitting in the studio with me, what an awesome show. Is that the kind of sense faculty and students in higher ed, is that what they're putting out there, Eddie?
You know, I think, so first, I'm glad Josh started where he did, because I think that that's really important as we think about what it means to go back and potentially, hopefully, learn some lessons from the past year and the things that have been revealed and the things that we've been struggling with that have long been there and that we are now, I think, seeing in a different, from a different kind of light. You know, I think one of the sort of senses of the, my sense of the challenge, and Josh, I think, highlighted some of this as well, is that it's not just that the past year has been this difficult teaching experience or this complex educational experience for our students. It's that it's been a complex educational experience on top of being isolated from everyone else in your life, on top of having this incredible anxiety about what's happening in the world, about recognizing that many of the things that many of us care about have been put in tension with each other, and that we are trying to understand our place in relationship to those, how we try to address larger social concerns, larger concerns that are still present and that will continue to be present. This has been a year, right, of far more than the problem of what happens in the classroom or what happens remotely. And then that teaching experience, that learning experience has happened in the middle of all of that, mm-hmm. right? So everything that we kind of think about right now, the exhaustion that you both were just mentioning, is in the context of everything that's happening in our lives right now. I've been on Zoom today since 8:30 Eastern time. It's now 8:15. That's almost 12 hours of basically straight Zoom today. And that's not unusual for me. And it is exhausting to be in this space for that long. But I think one of the places we want to begin, I think, you know, recognizing all of the things that we, that have become a little bit clearer to us, and not just us, for those of us who have been paying attention, but us as a community, all of higher education, seeing things in a different way. That's one place to begin. The other is to recognize that we're looking at this moment right now through a really, really cloudy lens of exhaustion. And it's hard to say that anything but we want to go back to where we had some clarity, where we had some comfort, where we had some just level of calm and peace. And I think, you know, we're probably setting ourselves up in a variety of ways when we think about doing that. One, we think we're going to be able to, there's like a nostalgia mm-hmm. for the classroom experience that is not necessarily the case for most students in most classrooms, and our getting back to the classroom is not going to solve all the problems. It's also not going to make everything else that is going on go away. We'll have a different engagement, a different level of connection with folks, but all of that has to come together in a new way, and that we're still trying to figure out. So partly I think the answer is this is going to be a process, right? We're going to have to learn how to do this again. We're going to have to learn how to connect with each other again. We're going to have to learn to see the world a little bit differently again. And in that process, we want to learn some lessons, and we hopefully want to do so in different ways and better ways.
Yeah. So that's it. Thank you. We are truly tired seeing everything through this cloud. I like the way you put that, Eddie and Josh, but we also, though, within that, though, is to not lose within that cloud of exhaustion, what have we learned and what have we learned that actually we can take forward? First of all of the social inequity issues, yes, right? But when it comes, let's just talk teaching and learning in this Zoom age, take away the cloud of COVID. This has been like a hyper intensive, warp drive into the world that you guys had been occupying pre-COVID, where you were trying to get faculty to do this was almost like, well, can you give them $2,000 in a week in the Bahamas and they might think about it? To all of a sudden now we're here. There are some good things about teaching and learning in this context that we need to hold on to before we just say, snap back, as the article was going. We want to snap back to normal because we're so darn tired. Josh, you want to hit that one?
Yeah. Eddie has talked for a while now about a pedagogy of care and really putting caring for our students at the center of what we do. You know, and you said, you know, you have a, Tim, you said you have a kid in college now, and, you know, you want all the educators to really be caring about him as a person and his development. Like that's what we want. And, you know, what we saw in COVID as this has gone on is, the faculty have been at like the pointy end of the spear of doing that. The faculty have bent over backwards doing every possible way while they're having a challenging circumstance of kids at home and all their stuff to really be mentors and counselors and all this kind of things for our students. And a lot of the things that we thought like we needed to be, like we thought we had to have the separation between like the teachers and the students, now we're kind of in this together, mm-hmm. kind of co-creating this time. And I think what Eddie and I really hope is when we come back together, this idea that we're going to co-create the education, the educators and the learners, and we're going to put a pedagogy of care around this as our central kind of guiding North Star, we hope that gets maintained.
So there, okay, so a pedagogy of care as we come back. We're going to come back with Joshua Kim, Eddie Maloney, to avoid the snapback, but how, and coming back and recognizing that this care that we have entered into that we sort of saw separate at one place, how do we intentionally bring that back? How do we not bring it back, but bring it along with us? Because that is something valuable if we're going to be truly in the profession of taking care of our students. So more with Eddie Maloney, Josh Kim, Busted Pencils after the break.